We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Joe Biden making his selection, which means he's not picking Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The live and local latest on that from our Lansing Bureau Chief, Tim Skubick. Tim.
Well, not a surprise, guys. Look at the cards, and the stars were not aligning for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In fact, the blowback was huge out of the African-American community, not only here in Michigan and Detroit, but nationwide, when it looked like Mr. Biden might be leaning towards Governor Whitmer. It basically was quite a slap in the face. So now I can guarantee you this. Now that the governor is off the list for vice president, take this to the bank. Her name will now come up for what? A cabinet post if there is a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration. And I would not be surprised that that wasn't discussed at that meeting in Delaware a couple of weekends ago between the presidential pick, Mr. Biden, and Governor Whitmer. No confirmation of that, but it's really in the cards. But let me get back to this blowback from the black community on Governor Whitmer. It really displays a serious fault line that she now has. There were complaints about how she handled the Flint water crisis. Remember, this was not on her watch. It was on Rick Snyder's watch, but she's getting flack for it. She got some flack on the Detroit lawsuit regarding school kids, and she got flack for wanting to close down the Benton school system, Benton Harbor school system. So the governor's got some fences to mend. So not only does she not get VP, but now she's got a problem with African-American voters, at least some. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubick for WWJ News Radio 950.
All right. Thank you, Tim. In the meantime, no tailgate parties in Ann Arbor or East Lansing this fall or in Mount Pleasant, as the Big Ten Conference has postponed football and all fall sports because of uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus pandemic. This is following other conferences who've already canceled football for the fall. Speaking on the Big Ten Network, Commissioner Kevin Warren said questions about the virus continue to arise and left the conference with no choice.
This is a holistic decision. There is too much uncertainty now for us to feel comfortable to go forward and have fall sports in the Big Ten. And we just need to constantly do the right thing from a medical standpoint to make sure that our student athletes are have an environment that remains both healthy and safe.
Warren said the conference will determine in the future if games will be moved to the spring. Decisions about basketball and other winter sports are still under evaluation. Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel said the latest decision was reached after careful consideration and the grim knowledge that this pandemic continues to affect the country adversely.
796 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 today, the biggest jump in nearly a month, not counting days with big backlogs. Meantime, the world's first COVID-19 vaccine is now being developed by the country of Russia. But rather than cheers, many in the scientific community are voicing concern today. WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights joining us live and local with why, Deanna.
Well, Dr. Dennis Cunningham, the medical director for infection prevention for McLaren Healthcare, is skeptical about the news.
They really haven't published data showing how effective the vaccine is. And I don't believe I've read anything in any of the news reports about how they actually manufactured this vaccine.
There's also concern that Russian researchers haven't tested the vaccine on very many people, maybe a few dozen.
You usually want to vaccinate thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. The reason for that is if there's a relatively rare side effect, you may not see it until you vaccinate 10,000, 20,000, or 40,000 people. So this whole thing with Russia really sounds a little flaky to me.
Live from the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
A 23-year-old Pontiac man behind bars accused of running a human trafficking ring that spans several local suburbs. WWJ's Sandra McNeil joining us live and local with the story. Sandra.
All the suburbs in Oakland County, Jackie, State Attorney General Dana Nassel says Dallas Jordan King human trafficked at least 9 victims as part of his prostitution ring. He operated in the communities including Auburn Hills, Pontiac, Madison Heights. Nassel says he would befriend college-age women, groom them to engage in sex for profit. Now, he's also accused of sleeping with a minor. King was arraigned today on numerous charges, including forced labor, conducting a criminal enterprise, prostitution, and felony firearms. Several of those felonies carry a penalty of up to 20 years in prison. He was given $30,000 bond. Reporting live, Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
In Detroit, Amazon is now expected to bring a distribution center to the Motor City.
The Sterling Group teaming up with Hillwood Investment Properties out of Texas to invest $400 million into the project that will bring an Amazon distribution center to the old state fairgrounds. There are no tax breaks on this project. Hillwood CEO Todd Platt.
Although we are living in some very unusual and challenging times, we're so pleased to be a part of an announcement of this magnitude at the state fairgrounds.
The team will also build a $7 million new DDOT transit center on the site. Glenn Tolbert is president of the bus drivers union.
My fight continues to try to get my men and women up to that $15 start an hour.
The 1,200 Amazon jobs will pay $15 an hour, a bus driver's starting pay $13 an hour. Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.